we are thinking about what is a part of all of our lives today. What are we thinking? Are we into the quick thought mode? Or are we into the long, let's really give it some thought mode? Dr. Jay Kumar is here. He deals in the power of thoughts, the power of your mind. Every day we have different things at DougStephan.com that come from his world. I've looked at a couple of things, and I was trying to relate this to the Casey Anthony trial as the sentencing is taken care of and whatever happens in the next part of the next page of that journey, that life. One wonders how it is that people get to this point. And if you look at Dr. Jay Kumar's resume, you can go to drjkumar.com, see where he's from, how he's trained, how he helps people. One of the reasons I've invited him here is because I find his work striking. We have Uri Geller who comes in once a week as well, and we talk about the way he helps people with their mind. Jay does it differently, a different sort of thing. Uri's sort of a channeler. I don't know what word I'd use for Jay. He's an instrumentalist. How's that?
I like that word.
Yeah, I think I do. I think you're an instrumentalist. And the reason that I say that is because you can take a look. Just let's step back for a second from us, from Rich, Jennifer, Roberta, me, you, people listening, and talk about Casey Anthony as a specimen of a type of human condition that we seem to see more of today, and we wonder why. We ask ourselves, is it our society that's creating these people? Is it something that's unseen, that we don't understand, that gets these sorts of things happen? We have this antisocial stuff going on. And there is, I think there's a wonder as to how really it comes to be, and is there anything we can do about short-circuiting some of this?
Well, thanks, Doug, for that glowing phrase, instrumentalist. You know, one thing I really think that I do is I'm instrumental in helping people. And so live better lives. And something we do on this hour every week is really, you know, integrating the science and spirituality of positive thinking, happiness, and health. And there are some people, Casey Anthony, one example here, who are suffering, you know, who really are, for whatever reason, have just unfortunate circumstances happen to them. And we're fascinated in some way by this, because when we see other people who, Casey Anthony is one example, it triggers something within us. It's like, wow, what if this could happen to us? Like, could we be put in a situation where we could be, you know, similar to what Casey Anthony is experiencing, what she did? And it ties into something that I want to talk about maybe as a greater part of today's topic, is that how everything is interconnected. Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on with Casey Anthony is really probably reflecting something that we may be experiencing within ourselves. You know, this notion of, you know, suffering and pain and all these things that are going on with her right now. And it gets down to this point how everything is interconnected. And we talked about this a little bit last week in last week's episode, which is really great. We talked about reincarnation and the notion of how everything is, you know, recycled back. And it ties into this whole worldview, which I believe is really beginning to take shape, you know, in the world right now, is this whole worldview of how our thoughts create our reality. And how every one of us has the ability to shape and to really construct our lives into the way that we want. And look at Casey Anthony as one example over here. You know, I'm not specific about what's going on right now. I know that she got acquitted, but I know she's been sentenced for some other minor issues as well. When you look at her right now, you look and see that her life, you know, is falling apart in some way. She had a really tragic event that, you know, that happened to her. Can we, in our lives, can we change? Can we alter, you know, our circumstances in life? And I will say, yes, we can. And it's using the power of the mind, using the power of thought, using the power of knowing that everything is interconnected. Our thoughts, our emotions, our health, our well-being, our connection to the planet, to each other. That is the fundamental principle that I think, you know, I'm trying to advance in this segment of the show that we do every week.
I think that we don't think enough. That's what I think. I think we don't think enough. We sort of follow these patterns by rote. And it almost goes back to our schooling. I was talking earlier about being a school teacher for a while and the frustrations that come about as a result of the whole business now of drugs being prescribed to kids who just the only problem they have is they're eating the wrong thing for breakfast. And yet we've got all of this stuff going and what it's doing to the population. And I wonder if that doesn't play into I don't know enough about Casey Anthony. I made a definitive judgment when it first started to become a conversation topic because it was so negative. I just stayed away from it. I didn't talk about it on the air. I didn't read anything about it. I just stayed away from it.
Same here. You know, this is a classic point of how we need to be very aware of the stimuli that we take in into our minds. You know, when we're surrounded, you know, for better or for worse, our media and our news coverage, I'm not saying you guys are part of this, but for mainstream media, we are bombarded with for what I'm going to call unhealthy energy. You know, people suffering, people in pain, spotlighting conflict, spotlighting, you know, whether it's national, global conflict or individual conflict, Casey Anthony being, an example here.
Yep.
But we have the choice whether we want to tune into that or not. And you and I were smart. We made the right choice not to buy into and feed into that spiraling energy of negative emotions or negative thought that internally, that eventually influence us internally.
Well, it's just bad all the way around. It's bad business, and we're confronted with so much bad energy, the vibes. You're all about energy. You're all about vibrations. You're all about what goes on that we can't see, we can't feel, we can't taste, we can't touch, there's that sixth dimension that's there, but it does play into a practical scenario. I think some people don't always, they just don't get it.
They don't get it, but I think this is something we're doing here on the show and what I do in my, you know, at my website, drjkumar.com and Facebook, Dr. J. Kumar, is really to advance this whole new, what I call this worldview, that everything is interconnected. We've been living in a world of fragmentation, separation for so long. And one example of this might be just in our healthcare paradigm, where we see the mind and the bodies being separate entities that have no impact on each other. Mm-hmm. But that is now beginning to change. You know, there's a whole great amount of research coming out of mainstream academia and medical institutions that are now advancing this belief and this whole paradigm, if you will, that our thoughts, our emotions are just energy, and energy is the ultimate fabric of the universe that eventually influences our physical being. But the phrase I always like to use is our psychology creates our biology, and the two are interconnected. You cannot distinguish one. You cannot separate and compartmentalize them both. They're interconnected as one systemic whole. And that's how we need to view ourselves. The more we see ourselves as these fragmented, separate beings, separate from each other, separate from the planet, separate from the universe, that is the first pathway to illness and disease.
Yep. And if I may put it more simplistically, the old philosophy, one for all and all for one.
Absolutely.
Is something we all have to remember. We're all, you know, we tend to have these, I think one of the current discussions politically, which is very wrong, is the class warfare, the rich against the poor, taxation discussions, all of that kind of stuff. So we delineate ourselves that way. We delineate ourselves religious orientation.
Yep. Nationally, by class, nation, religion.
Color of skin.
Ethnicity.
Republican, Democrat.
Gender.
All of these things. And we're all Americans. We're all here together.
Yeah.
And then you go further into the world, and we're all on this planet together, but yet we're fighting about all of these things among ourselves instead of realizing that there are too many people on the planet. There's not enough food for everybody, not enough water for everybody. You want to survive, everybody better get on the same page, or it's curtains.
Yeah, you know, we can talk about this maybe after the break. But the thing which I think is really helping to dispel this separation or this us versus them mentality is this whole breakthrough which is happening in neuroscience called mirror neurons, which really begin to show that human beings, our brains are hardwired to experience empathy and compassion.
Yes.
And the more we can tap into that and develop those mirror neurons, that I believe is going to be one of the solutions to many of the issues that we're facing as a human species.
Simpatico. We are the mirror neurons. I have to remember that. I don't know about mirror neurons. You're teaching us something, and that's why you're here. Doctor, it's Professor Jay Kumar. How about that? DrJKumar.com. We're talking about the fact that our lives are so interconnected, so intertwined. We must see the forest for the trees here and see how it's better to get along than to be constantly at war, in pain. You have a whole thing, by the way, that we've highlighted at DougStephan.com, the differences between pain and suffering, which we might highlight later as well. As we continue on in this discussion, it's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the side of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to DrKenShow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to DrKenShow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hello, I'm Sean Donovan, Secretary of HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a new program that offers unemployed homeowners up to $50,000 in mortgage assistance, but you must act quickly. Get more information at findehlp.org or call 855-FIND-EHLP. That's findehlp.org or call 855-346-3345. You must act quickly.
What do I pass on Good Day?
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time you watch the show.
Yeah, but not this part of it.
Because right? There's always somebody saying,
and now here's Johnny.
No. I say, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
They haven't said Johnny in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, why are you playing this? This isn't The Tonight. Doc Severinsen has got anything to do with the current Tonight Show theme. Why are you playing The Tonight Show theme from Tonight Show now? Doc Severinsen's birthday is today. He has nothing
really?
To do with the Tonight Show theme.
Because this is what was...
Who's the Maroney who came up with this? Come on, will you please?
Blame?
I'm sitting here listening to this. What am I missing here?
And I
kept quiet because there is a version of this song that's very long. It has a whole long riff in it. So this is the show theme that
for Doc Severinsen
is responsible for. Right. The doctor of music. His name is Carl David Severinsen, and he is a well-known trumpeter, I say is, because he turns 84 today, band leader of The Tonight Show. He also traveled after The Tonight Show was over, at least the Johnny Carson Tonight Show in 1992. He traveled with the same guys, known as the Doc Severinsen Band, only because NBC would not let him use the NBC Tonight Show Orchestra or band, because they had a new one. But he had the same songs, and it was clear that Johnny Carson was very comfortable with him and had a great time with him and the guys, Tommy Newsom, those characters. And Ed told me many times how the three of them really, really liked each other. And it was, you could see that. There was a whole thing that went on the air with these guys. It was great chemistry. Anyway, Doc Severinsen, born on this date, 1927, making him the first celebrant. Wow, look at this next one, Richie. Richard Starkey's birthday is today. Born this date, how's this make you feel? 1940, Ringo.
Yeah, classic Norse.
Yep, drummer for the Beatles.
Classic Ringo.
Hits. On his own, like It Don't Come Easy, Photograph, You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine. And he's been played silly roles in some silly movies, for sure. His wife is Barbara Bach, who was one of the original early on Bond girls. So anyway, that's a good thing to celebrate, I guess, right? 71 years old.
Ooh.
Ringo Starr.
And out of that into one of my faves from the 60s.
Yeah. Warren Entner is the guitarist for the Grassroots, born in the state 1944, responsible for writing some of their songs like Midnight Confessions.
Yeah, good stuff.
So he's 67 today. Happy birthday to him. Actor Joe Spano, recognize him as Henry Goldblum from Hill Street Blues. Today, he's in NCIS as the FBI agent working closely with Gibbs. But Jethro. I lost that.
Jethro.
Yeah. Right.
Gibbs.
Gibbs's character has a counterpart of the FBI, and that role is played by Joe Spano.
Ah, okay.
You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
There you go, Richie. Now you know the rest of the story. Shelley Duvall, the actress who was in Popeye and Nashville and Roxanne and a number of other movies, became
Cheers.
Miller. Cheers, she was in, yep, right?
Mm-hmm.
1949, her birthday on the stage. Oh, yeah, we got to get the construction worker from the Village People in here. 64-year-old David Hodo.
Hodo.
See, what's the name of that lady who's on the Today Show with
Hoda Lee.
Hoda.
Hoda.
Yeah, Hoda Kotb.
Hoda Kotb. Right. There you go.
She's on with Kathy Lee.
That's right.
Right? Yeah, they make a good pair. That's a pretty good
show. I always want to call them Hoda Lee. That's if they got married.
Really?
Hoda Lee. Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Yeah.
Hoda.
All right, so Hodo's 64 today. Lovely YMCA versions.
Over the years, many of our presidents have made short and thoughtful speeches. These speeches all have a name, the inaugural address. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. George Washington's first inaugural address was barely 5 pages. His second, barely 1. John Kennedy, one of our most eloquent speakers, said a lot in only 4. So it's easy reading to leaf through a book of inaugural addresses, looking for the most interesting comments our leaders have made as their terms began. One of my favorite comes from Ulysses S. Grant. On Inauguration Day, he refused to share a carriage with his predecessor, and 8 full army divisions marched in the parade after he was sworn in. Grant said, "I know of no method to secure the repeal of bad and obnoxious laws so effective as their stringent execution." He also pledged to pay off the national debt in gold unless otherwise expressly stipulated in the contract. Over and over in these presidential speeches, our national debt comes up. William McKinley mentions it, for example, in 1897, stating a need for the revival of manufacturing. FDR calls for a tariff on foreign imports, and Woodrow Wilson characterizes the poor as a forgotten people, lost in our haste to succeed to be great. But perhaps Calvin Coolidge offers us the best advice for this soundbite age. We cannot permit ourselves to be narrowed and dwarfed by slogans and phrases. It is not the adjective, but the substantive that is of real importance. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Doug Steffen Good Day Program. We're in the middle of our weekly visit with Dr. Jay Kumar, the power of thought, the power of change, the power of helping yourself, those mirror neurons that we were talking about. Have you got some, you have a frame of reference? One of the things that happens to us all is pain and suffering, and you may have noticed at DougSteffen.com, a sort of a treatise, if you will, by Dr. Kumar on what there is in terms of pain. What's the difference between pain? Are you in pain and therefore suffering, or are you suffering and therefore in pain? I guess that's one way of getting some delineation, Jay, as to, okay, what's the difference between pain and suffering? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? And that was a good question that I'm figuring sooner or later. Fish.
All right.
So you know what happens under these circumstances? The old go to a commercial. I can remember
That's right. He was going on.
I remember listening one night. Listen to this story for a second. This is really calling back on my memory. WHDH in Boston, a great, well-known radio station. I worked there for a while. The guy who was on the air was a fellow named Bob Raleigh. And Bob had a great, one of those great old announcer voices, but he wasn't too bright. And so he would fumble and stumble his way into stuff. He's a nice, very nice man, but he just wasn't very smart. And he didn't sound smart on the air. So I remember one night at WHDH, the technicians had final jurisdiction. So, and that meant, for those of us in radio, I, as the voice, or even the guy who was at a control board, did not have final jurisdiction. In this circumstance, Rich has final jurisdiction. Whatever goes out over the air is his responsibility.
That's right.
He determines by using the buttons and his head what goes out. Well, the union guys on the other side of the control board were the ones who were responsible for final jurisdiction. That is what went out over the air. They were held responsible. So Raleigh was working with a guy that night who obviously was new, and he was screwing everything up. And Bob didn't know how to deal with it. The guy would leave his mic on, and he was fumbling and mumbling and bumbling in the background. And what I remember, and this is probably 35 years ago, but I remember as a fan and a student of radio, what I heard from him. I mean, I could hear the things falling over in the studio, just, and all I heard
scrambling.
Everybody was scrambling, and what I heard him say was, "Go to commercial. Go to commercial, Rich."
No, I want to hear you fumble.
I don't have to fumble. I can work my way through anything.
Yeah, Jay's having technical issues. We're going to get him on the phone here. Hold on one second.
All right.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Do you
like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that women love shoes, and chances are that most ladies have experienced fabulitis, discomfort caused by the decision to wear uncomfortable yet fabulous shoes. Fortunately, there's no need to sacrifice style for comfort. Stacy London, Dr. Scholl's spokesperson, style expert, and host of TLC's What Not to Wear, shares her secrets for keeping your feet feeling good while you are looking good.
As a stylist, I'm always looking for the balance between fashion and comfort. Like most women I know, I've suffered from fabulitis, which is why I wear Dr. Scholl's for her insoles. It's my secret weapon for wearing the shoes that I love while getting the comfort I need to feel fabulous.
Purchase a Dr. Scholl's for her insole product from July 11th to July 17th, and they'll make a minimum donation of $25,000 to Dress for Success Worldwide, helping women feel confident and comfortable. You can also visit facebook.com/Dr. Scholl's for her to help determine the style of shoes donated, along with Dr. Scholl's for her insoles to help women in need.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. So find out how you can help. Visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255 is always the way to connect, or you can follow us on Facebook. Actually, we had a couple of, Jennifer, just put in abeyance the business. We have some really good answers to some of our questions earlier today about jury duty and responsibility.
And it kind of applies to Jay a little bit, actually.
How
so? We can make that connection.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Our question was, do you think the problem with the jury system has come about because people are complacent or look for ways not to serve, they don't want to vote, that sort of thing? So our answers are no. No, 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 no. Everybody has that has answered the question said no, they don't think that's the case. In fact, Beverly Anderson said no, and I refuse to give up my belief that people are innately good. And so that kind of – is that how we have to look at it, Jay? Do we have to look at the fact that there is a good side to human nature that we kind of overlook? We get jaded because of all the stuff in the media?
Yeah, I think that's a great, you know, question. I think at the heart of humanity, we're all good. We all do things to help each other. But every once in a while, there are a few rotten apples. And you know, we need to have a system that's in place to just maybe a check and balance for those few people who may not be acting in the best interest of the greater. But regarding jury duty, I mean, that's something, you know, I try to get out of it as much as I can myself whenever I
but
can.
But see, that's the problem.
You're one of them. I admit it.
Well, but I think it's not – that's part of it, and this is hopefully not sound like an attack because you're my friend and I don't want to attack my friends, but I find it difficult – to have people who, and sort of relating this to pain and suffering, how do you understand pain and suffering if you don't see it? And a lot of stuff that's in these trials is about pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. as I mentioned in my...
All right, so hold on just a second here. What is... There's like a real technical wazoo here. We have you on the phone.
He's on the phone,
and
yeah.
It still doesn't work. So what's the problem, Richie? No, it's, I mean, every other word is not working.
Three words. The phone company.
Well, but this is
pretty much... Do you want to try going back on Skype again?
I don't know. I mean, but this is too painful for us, and there's important stuff. I don't want every third word to be gonzo.
Oh.
So, are you on a landline? I should love this. This is a great national radio. What are you on?
What are you on?
Are you on a landline?
Apparently not.
No. Okay. So if there's, I know there's a landline there someplace, but it's not good to not hear every word. I do think, though, when it comes to pain and suffering, there are ways of defining it. Roberta has been admittedly, I don't know if I would say suffering, but she's had a lot of pain. She really feels badly about her mother passing. And I think one of the things that you're doing that's good is you're dealing with it. I never dealt with it. And I'm sure there's some stuff inside of me. I never grieved for my mother. Didn't really grieve much for my father. I mean, I kind of was relieved that my mother was gone because she suffered a lot. And I was relieved to a point that my father was gone. Somehow or other, I feel like he's still around. I don't feel like my mother's around, but I feel like my father's presence is still around. But I don't. I would honestly tell you, I don't think I've dealt with it. Richie, you haven't been through any of that. Jennifer, you've been through it with your grandparents, who are close to you, as close as your parents are.
Yeah, very close.
And so, I don't. I think we feel pain when a loved one leaves, but I don't know that it's suffering. Do you think you've suffered, Roberta, or you just feel the pain?
No, I've suffered, and I think the important thing is that you have to acknowledge that suffering, and you also have to cry from the gut. Mm-hmm. That's a very, very important thing to do, and it's a very painful thing to do, that crying from the gut.
Yeah.
But I think it's part of a healing process, and I think it's a really important thing that you do. You have to acknowledge you're going to be in pain, and you have to acknowledge that it really stinks. But you have to go through it. You can't bury it and pretend you don't feel it or pretend that it doesn't exist, you know, just to avoid it. Because that's just avoidance. And it's going to come back and it's going to bite you in the butt.
So all right. I think we got Jay. We got Jay back again connected. Okay, that's much better. So.
Oh, good, good.
You heard
what... I was tapping into the last few seconds of what Roberta said, and I agree with you. We need to process our pain. We need to heal from the pain and the grief. Suffering is a different element or beast altogether that's just different from pain and grief. Pain can be physical or psychological. Grief is emotional. Whereas suffering is self-inflicted mental pain that we...
It has to be a state of mind.
Right. And I have, you know, pain is inevitable. Pain is something that we're always going to experience in our lives, whether it's loss or, you know, medical issues or physical pain, psychological pain. And it's important, Roberta mentioned, I agree with this, we need to tap into the grief that is produced from the pain. Suffering is a different thing. Let me kind of explain. So pain can be, losing a loved one, and then the grief that comes out of that. Suffering is the self-inflicted mental thoughts that we keep running through our mind, like, oh, I should have done that, I should have done this, I should have said this to that person before they left. That's the suffering. And one of the things that I kind of mentioned in this blog post I did is that I believe that suffering is proportional to the resistance to the pain, resistance to change, if you will. Everything is change. Nothing exists, you know, as static or fixed. The more we can, respond to the change, the more we can embrace that change as an inevitable part of life, that eventually decreases our suffering. So I have this great equation. Suffering equals change times resistance. The more we resist, the greater the resistance to the change, the more our suffering. But suffering, again, is different from the pain and grief. Grief is, you know, a natural byproduct, emotional byproduct of pain, of loss. But the suffering is a whole different element that, you know, that we create. That is something that we have control over, which is optional.
Isn't that interesting how the mind works? So in terms of alleviating it, so let's talk about how Roberta, me, you, whoever, that's going through all of this, How do we escape it? Or not? And is escape avoidance? We hope not, because it doesn't do you any good to avoid it. You got to deal with it. And right. So how do we do that?
Right, right. Well, you know, as I said, I'm making a distinction here between pain versus suffering, or pain and grief versus suffering. We can't avoid the pain. We can't avoid the grief. That's something we have to process and heal from. But what we can have control over is the suffering. And one of the ways in which I believe is the fundamental start to alleviate suffering is to embrace that everything is change. And don't resist the inevitability of the fact that
Ecclesiastes, I forget the verse, to everything there is a season, the turn. That song that became a hit by the Birds and a couple of others, that's really what we're talking about here, in a sense, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And one of the things I'm struck right now is the serenity prayer. You know, it's like, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And so there are some things that we just cannot change. Loss is one of them, death, just losing a job, whatever. But the suffering is all the extra mental anxiety that we add on top of the pain and grief that, you know, like, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that better, people are going to think of me, I'm a loser, I lost my job, what's my wife going to think of me? All that is the mental anxiety that's a byproduct of suffering. So here's a good example. You know, in neuroscience, there's actually a belief that some animals experience grief. Dogs, elephants experience grief. But I believe it's only humans that experience suffering, because suffering is a mental anxiety condition.
So pain is physical, suffering is mental, emotional.
Yeah, so pain is physical, grief is emotional, but suffering is mental.
So, Roberta, to go back to what you described, mm-hmm. your gut-wrenching tears, mm-hmm. that's a physical pain.
Well, they have said that grief can manifest itself physically.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they've proved that. So the gut wrenching, it's half physical and half mental. It's almost a combination of the two, where you're accepting both of them.
Right. And that's why the mental, the physical and the emotional, the pain and the grief go hand in hand. That's why I put them together. Mm-hmm. But you know, the grief can, exactly what Roberta said, the emotion, our emotions, our psychology creates our biology. We talked about that earlier. And so here's a good example of how our emotional grief can elicit a physical pain in the body.
My daughter had a nightmare once when she was really little, and it scared her to death, whatever it was. Woke up and got sick in her bed, threw up.
Mm.
And she remembers that nightmare now. She'll mention it. And she's only four now. And she'll still mention, Daddy, remember when I got scared? And da-da-da? And you're like, wow, man. Mm-hmm. You know, the mind, even in your state of being asleep, it can be such a powerful thing over your body.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly, exactly. It shows. Here's another good example of like pain versus suffering. I spilled liquid on my laptop about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so it's like, you know, right away, like, oh crap, I can't believe I did that. But you know, 5 days later, I was still dwelling on the issue.
Mm-hmm.
That is the suffering. You know, that is like a good example, like everyday example of pain versus suffering. Pain is the instant reaction I felt, you know, in my gut, like, oh, crap, I couldn't do that. But suffering was the optional part.
You got to figure out how to let it go. Check out drjqmar.com, K-U-M-A-R. Jay, always a pleasure to have you here to get us to think and then act, hopefully. Roberta Ritchie, Jennifer and Doug at 51 After on Good Day.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread its message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
History is made at the White House with President Obama doing something no president has ever done there before. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It really was a moment in history, although it may or may not appear in textbooks years from now. What was it President Obama did? Well, let's let the Commander-in-Chief tell us himself.
I am going to make history here as the first president to live tweet.
Yes, the president did some tweeting from the East Room, a live Twitter town hall with people from across the country tweeting questions to the president, which he then answered verbally. Questions such as this one.
In order to reduce the deficit, what costs would you cut and what investments would you keep?
Good question, but let's move on to another one that was posed by none other than House Speaker John Boehner. Yes, Speaker Boehner tweeted the president asking this. Tweet, after embarking on a record spending binge that has left us deeper in debt, where are the jobs? End tweet. The president's response?
We have not seen fast enough job growth relative to the need. I mean, we lost 4 million jobs before I took office.
Oh, that must have thrilled the speaker to hear the president mention the previous administration. President Obama was also tweeted about the battle over raising the debt ceiling. The president said he believes a debt deal is possible without invoking the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
Congress has a responsibility to make sure we pay our bills. We've always paid them in the past. The notion that the U.S. is going to default on its debt is just irresponsible.
Just in case you don't have the amendments to the Constitution memorized, the 14th contains a clause which guarantees U.S. government debt will be paid. There is ongoing debate whether the debt ceiling law, requiring Congress to approve debt payments, conflicts with this amendment, with some legal experts saying the amendment allows the president to pay the government's bills despite other laws. This is rather confusing, and I would actually tweet all of this, but it's way over the 140-character limit. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Ever wonder what would happen if you pushed the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
Come into Sears Auto Center July 8th and 9th and get a $19.99 oil change. No coupon necessary, no shop fees. And earn $20 in Shop Your Way rewards points to use on your next oil change. Plus, find hot buys on Cooper Response Touring tires. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, modest gains for the market yesterday. The Dow up 56 to 12,626. NASDAQ up 8. S&P tacking on just over a point. Crude oil up 6 cents a barrel to $96.95. After being cleared of murder and the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Casey Anthony, facing sentencing today for lying to the cops. Anthony could leave the courtroom a free woman. She's already been jailed about 3 years awaiting her trial and could be sentenced today to time already served. Big announcement yesterday from Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg that those of us on Facebook can now talk to our friends face-to-face with user-to-user video calls.
I can just go and I can click call him, and something will pop up on his screen saying that Mark is calling him, and in real time he can just go and click that he wants to download the plugin. It takes 10 or 20 seconds, and then we're video chatting.
When you hear Zuckerberg, you can't help but think of how he was portrayed in the movie The Social Network. Anyway, the video conferencing comes courtesy of Skype, this new Facebook video call service to be available immediately, we're told. Couple of closing notes. First, Comedy Central, known for some very funny shows and very funny roasts. Who will be the next Comedy Central roast target? Here's a hint.
Winning. Duh. Winning. Winning.
Thank you, Charlie. That's more than enough. Charlie Sheen says he's ready to be roasted. The next Comedy Central roast to be taped in L.A. in September and will hit the air Monday, September 19th. Charlie says nothing will be off limits. Should be fun. Finally, see if you can come up with what this noise is.
Sounds like static. It's actually an electrostatic discharge from the planet Saturn. The NASA probe Cassini recorded this a few months back, and scientists say this sound was the result of a lightning storm on Saturn. In fact, this storm on Saturn is so intense, it actually has 10 flashes of lightning every second and has been raging since December of last year. This is very distressing. Local meteorologists told me it was going to be partly sunny on Saturn. Nothing about this lightning storm. Going to have to change my vacation plans now. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.